Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
Perfection is a dream. Let it go. That is from one of our new favorite artists, Susan Hensel. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how not to seek perfection, but seek creation for creating.
I didn't know we were talking about that.
All right.
No. Keep going.
Oh, that's good.
That was really good. What are we talking about?
All right, women. We're going to be talking about creating and not necessarily creating perfection.
Oh, that's so hard.
Do you seek perfection in your artwork or in whatever you're doing that day? I mean, it could be as much as like writing an email or sending out applications or, you know, taking pictures, which is, I was doing that this morning, taking pictures and things like that. So we're going to talk about like how to create just to create.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So what is everybody working on?
So I am working on the Happiness Week challenge because it's Happiness Week. And I am one of the co-hosts of this challenge and I'm behind on it. So, you know, go figure. Last couple I've been like on top of it and had them all done. This one, I'm like hanging on by a thread. Of course, I made today's last night and in the middle of the night, I woke up and I'm like, that is crap. I am not putting that up tomorrow. I've got to come up with a new idea and do it today. I haven't had a chance. So yeah, there's perfection in right there.
Right. Yep. Wow. Let's see. What am I working on? I'm playing with some stuff. Like I got some mixed media type things this the month of March, which I think by the time this goes out, we're going to be in April. But the month of March and Positive Painters, one of our challenges, our challenge is to create someone else's creation. So you recreate somebody else's thing. And I picked like a mixed media artist to attempt to recreate what they do. And it's hard. So it's not my style, but I'm loving everything that I'm getting to play with. And I've already ripped up two things.
You've already ripped them up?
Oh yeah, I ripped them up. So yeah, because they serve the purpose in learning and like about the material. But yeah, I definitely did not want to keep those things around. and the third one, this is the fourth one. The fourth one is going big because I'm like, okay, I'm just going to commit to this one. And it's actually on ampersand and gesso board. So it's quality materials type of thing. I'm committed to it. And hopefully,
which reminds me, Jules, you need to send me that picture of who they say I should copy.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't write it down that day at lunch.
And so for everybody's education out there, just so you know, within the Positive Painters, we actually did, I stated in there, this is for study only. Do not resell. Write on the back of it that it was inspired by so-and-so's piece. And that way it's just really, really obvious that we're not infringing upon somebody's copyright.
No, this is just for fun.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm working on that. And then I just uploaded the final version of the Art Pricing Secrets, Ethically Pricing Creativity, The Formula That Works book, available May 1st.
Yeah, you're writing a book.
I wrote a book and I'm like so excited about it. And
okay, first off,
yay.
That's so awesome.
I'm so proud of you for doing that. That's amazing.
Thank you. I'm excited. I'm planning on doing another one, but it'll be different, and I'm doing research on that one now. But it's another big artist question that we all have. But I'm doing research first, and I'll reveal all the results from the research too, because I find the best way to teach is to do first.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, totally. I'm working on a couple of things. One is I'm working on getting some pictures for my originals. Thank you, Stephanie, giving me inspiration to do that. And then I'm working on, I don't know if you can see on my easel back there, but I'm doing a lion face.
Yes, love the eyes.
Awesome. Getting that, working on that. And then, as you can tell, I haven't started that March challenge yet, but I will. And oh, yes, already got it from Julie, so I'll start that Wednesday.
She'll have it done Wednesday night. She whips these suckers out. I take freaking forever.
This is going to be so fun. But anyway, so along these lines, and I know both of you have perfection issues.
Challenges. Not issues.
You guys.
Challenges. I like that so much.
Are perfectionists. You really are. You're
yes.
go-getters. You're type A. You're like, if I'm going to do it, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be awe-inspiring. You know.
Is that a bad thing?
No. And that's what I was about to say. Your work is extremely gorgeous, beautiful, like.
Well, actually, it is. It can be a bad thing, and I guess I'll preface that. So when I was walking around Low Mill the other day, and mm-hmm. I do it pretty much every Friday. I'll just wander around and take a minute. And I'm walking around, and I just at that point already ripped up two pieces because I don't want them to see the light of day. And then I'm looking at some of these other people's things, and just like. I feel like I fret more than other people.
yeah.
But
that's true.
No, it is true. I mean, I have that problem when I'm looking at Instagram and I'm like, I can't believe they put that out there. Like that's, or the reverse of that too. I mean, it goes both ways. Like, oh my God, that is so good. I can't compete with that.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a perfectionist thing, I think, is a bad thing from the standpoint that it can go both ways on that. Like what you were saying, Stephanie, and also the other way of, oh, I'm not good enough. So I've got to get this much better. And it's funny because I just pulled up that thing I did yesterday and I'm like, maybe it's not as bad as I thought.
Right.
It's just so out of my style and elementary. So, I mean, like, okay, need to move on.
Well, I'll tell you, like, as far as, and you guys know this, we all have business backgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not always the smartest or the most talented that get ahead in business.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's who's yelling the loudest.
Yeah.
And who's being seen is really what it boils down to.
Or it's the person who keeps showing.
Not in business even. You can keep your head down and keep do your job, do it well. But if you're not loud and you're not speaking up for yourself, and in art's case, promoting yourself,
right,
you will never get promoted.
Exactly.
Glanced over.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Especially in big corporate. Mm-hmm. And I kind of compare what we're doing as artists, and this is the only way I compare it to big corporate work, is the fact that there's a vast sea and pool of people to pull from. That it's like in the big corporate world, if I lose you, there's somebody else standing right there ready to take your place.
So I was kind of thinking more like TVs or movies or actors or like TV, like, there's no one that I mean, who knew that like Johnny Carson was going to be good? He didn't know. He just kept showing up and interviewing people. Right. And then he came up with his style. And now he's like the person that people are measured from, or David Letterman. David Letterman, probably, like, if you were going to write down how to do an interview, you would not do what David Letterman did. But he kept showing up. He made things funny. People liked him. So sometimes, I guess, this is what I'm taking from it, is you don't have to be perfect, but you do have to show up. You do have to do your work, you know, create. And like we were interviewing Susan Hensel, it was like, even if it's 5 minutes a day, say you have three children and you have a corner of a counter in the kitchen, do something for that 5 minutes that's for you.
Yeah.
And that doesn't have to be perfect.
And she had another quotable that I wrote down. It was show up, make a mark, and make another mark. We can do that with our art. We can do that with our promotions. And it wasn't what I liked about it. If we think about it in terms of perfection, we're just making a mark. Where it doesn't, the greater, larger, long-term vision isn't necessarily ironed out. You know what I mean? And so we don't have, if you just show up and make a mark, do what you can that day with maybe an end goal in mind, but not fully like sculpting out the full vision and let it evolve.
So do you think that's why possibly some of the artists that, you know, we've all followed and talked about in the past, that just make art, just to make art.
Yeah.
And what happens to it, happens to it. And I can think of one that I know that she does that, and she's found success because she's making it and putting it out there, making it and putting it out there, and just seeing what grabs, what people like. And I think some of those other ones that we've talked about as well, that we haven't talked with them on the show, but we've discussed them outside of the show, that maybe that is somewhat of a secret, is get over yourself and just make the mark, make it and put it out there.
Well, and just realize that, you know, you're not making a Monet, or you're not making the next David, you know, or whatever. But you might be making the next Jules.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, it, your next piece might be the one.
Well, and I like what Susan said too, is that, you know, you're not making a masterpiece.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't know what's going to be the masterpiece, and that's going to vary on what sticks. It's kind of like throwing the spaghetti noodles onto the cabinet to see if they stick or not, and if they're ready. You know, not everyone's going to stick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're going to make some stuff that sucks.
So, I won't show that stuff that sucks.
What'd you say, Stephanie?
I still won't show that stuff that sucks. Just because like somebody else does doesn't mean that I will.
Well, exactly. It doesn't mean that you have to. You've got to do.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't. Correct. It doesn't mean you're going to show it. Sorry. I like that. But you've learned from it, and you're going to make the next piece better.
Yeah, I've got plenty of stuff that sucks that will never see the light of day. I've got some stuff that sucks that did see the light of day that probably shouldn't have seen the light of day.
Uh-huh.
But so let's talk about this then. Let's talk about, how do you get past that perfectionism in order to be creating? And you're talking, you know, to at least, well, I think Rachel's a perfectionist on some things as well.
Yeah.
She says she's not, especially her painting.
It is.
I know she doesn't want to admit it, but.
No, I mean, there have been pieces where I could tell it wasn't going, and it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And I was forcing it from the beginning. Like, I tried to paint the queen on a black background. in black and white. And I had done one with the white background and starting it and adding. And then I was like, well, let's do the opposite. And it was like, it was really hard. And I still don't have the nose right on that one. And this, you know, but when people do see it, when they come to my house and they ask, they come into my studio and they might see it and they're like, oh no, this is good. You should finish the nose. You know? And I'm like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, bring it to one of the classes.
Yeah, I should. Yeah. I'll bring it Friday.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's, yeah, I guess I can see where it's not necessarily that I'm a perfectionist, but I know when something sucks. Is that, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're forcing something, I'm going to make this tulip look like a tulip. And you're like, no, let it flow. You know, it's just, you can tell you're, it's like, I don't know, like the, it's just not flowing for me. Yeah. I guess that's my perfectionism. And that's when I'll just end up, I'm like Stephanie, I've thrown away stuff on good gesso board. It's not coming back.
Yeah. It's not coming back.
Yep. There's quite a few things, especially some old mixed media stuff that saw the circular trash can.
I love it though that Stephanie teaches, when she teaches, is like, and not everybody thinks about it, but there is an ugly stage of every painting.
Yes.
Yeah. Or creation or whatever.
Yep.
It could be
I like whenever we paint things, I'm always saying something like, nobody's going to ever ask to see the apple that you painted, like from. Nobody's going to ever ask to see that daisy. Nobody's going to ever ask to see, you know, the landscape that you did. They're just going to look at the painting, you know? So it doesn't matter if it has the same number of petals. It doesn't matter if it has, you know, that extra thing. If you want to add a wormhole to it, add a wormhole to the apple. It doesn't matter. So in those cases, I don't strive for perfection with reality, I think is probably the right way to say that with my artwork. But when it comes to what I produce that's written, or even that, some of that I've let go a little bit. Like the videos, I no longer care if my makeup's perfect. I no longer care if my hat's, if I'm in hat or whatever. A lot of those things I don't care anymore, because my purpose is to get out a message. Am I getting out my message well? I kind of hope so. Am I getting it off authentically? Yes. You know, and those way, in the very beginning, I was like uber perfectionism, and you can tell because they're boring as get out. and I think that might be part of it too. Is like, if we could let go of the perfection, we're suddenly more interesting.
Oh, suddenly you know what? That's like ding, 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 ding. You need to say that one more time, because that's so true.
If we can let go of perfectionism, our art and us are suddenly going to be more interesting.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That was the price of admission right there.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's kind of like that Japanese, there's a word, they call it something, but when you break something, like a vase, they put it back together with gold, you know, or a plate or something. They fix the cracks with gold. So those imperfections are even more
valuable.
Prized. They're more worthy. And then the whole of whatever you just repaired is more interesting and more like, yeah, it broke, but now look how beautiful it is.
Right.
When I was talking to one of the artists at Low Mill on Friday or Saturday, and I was kind of relaying some of the things I wanted to do with my art, because right now my pet portraits are really good in the traditional sense. They're just, yeah, they're good. But I'm wanting to explore a new way of doing things. And I was talking to her about some of that. And she's like, you know, I think one of the interesting things that's going on in the art world right now, she's a professor, by the way. So one of the interesting things going on in the art world right now is that what seems to be standing out more are those pieces that are more expressive than realistic. She's like, we have photography. What we don't have is the human experience.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, as you think about the human experience, everybody's so fake on Facebook. There's a ginormous facade of what is what they want to portray. But if, what if we were able to take the imperfections that are in our lives and express those on the art?
Yeah.
That's what people relate to.
I got to tell you, it's really impressive to see realistic artwork.
Yes.
I mean, it's impressive. I'm not taking anything away from anybody who is realistic, but I've got to tell you, like when I'm on Instagram or going through Lo Mill, the things that grab my eye are those imaginative creations of, like, I don't know, a cat.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, wow, that's interesting, you know?
Yeah.
But if, I mean, and even if someone drew something that was like a perfect cat, I would still admire it. But it's more cool when you're like, oh, I love the way they put blue in the fur, you know, right. Or it's highlighted in this fuchsia or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, think of the movies and what movies are people drawn to and are popular are the ones that are, you know, it's a make-believe world. It's the same with books. We go into books because it's a make-believe world, at least fiction books.
Mm-hmm.
And there's emotion, there's feeling, there's all these other senses that are alerted and awoken when we're watching that movie or reading that book. And I think the same thing happens with expressive art that may not be realistic, but if somebody sees something out of it that touched one of their other senses than just the visual sense, I think that artist has hit the jackpot. They've done something that can connect with someone.
So connection over perfection.
Yes.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, that's really good.
I wrote down from Susan's, let's see if I can write that down, but I wrote down when I was listening to Susan Hensel's talk earlier, I wrote down creation over perfection. Now we've got connection over perfection.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think about that, but that's a great way that sums it up right there.
I mean, seriously, we're all human. There's no way we're going to do everything perfect. It's just not going to happen.
It's exhausting to even try.
It is exhausting.
It's exhausting to try.
Well, I find too that I don't move forward when I'm being a perfectionist, especially like on an email or a task of some sort. If I'm like overthinking, what do I need to say? How does it need to be worded? I don't want it to come across wrong, but I have to document it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I think I'm always learning. I'm just a very transparent, direct person. And I don't put all the little fluff in it. Hello, hope your day's going well, blah, blah, blah. That's just not me. And, you know, trying to do those sorts of things to make connection, I think it's more than just in our art. It's in our everyday life. And it's going back to being authentic is, you know, really putting that out there to connect with people. And it goes back to what we were talking about before. It's putting the stuff out there.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean that everything has to go out there. I want to be really clear about that because I didn't mean
that. I was going to say, there's a fine line.
I didn't mean that before either, that everything goes out there, because not everything needs to see the light of day.
I mean, you can curate what you're putting out there.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be perfect.
Right. But you're putting stuff out there that you don't necessarily think is perfect. However, it's not technically wrong.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to tell myself on this one. So right before this, we met today, I'm working on a video. I'm actually redoing a redoing a video that I did maybe last year, year before, that explains the art pricing formula. And because I'm getting ready to publish it, some helpful videos and stuff like that, and on YouTube. So anyway, I'm repurposing this one and I'm like adding some things in there and I'm editing and I'm like, oh, I wore a different shirt when I recorded this section. And whoops. In my head, it's like bugging the crap out of me. But at the same time, I'm like, it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to care but me. Right? Nobody's going to care.
Right. No one's
not really.
Okay. And what's wrong with that? You recorded it on two different days. Big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Perfection. Well,
and actually, if you think about it, if you saw someone every day that was wearing the same shirt in the videos, you'd be like, do they have another shirt?
My hair was longer. I'm in a different shirt. You got a different backdrop.
Who cares?
But I was just like, I'm not reshooting the whole thing.
Mm-mm. No.
Don't worry about it.
Well, in that case too, it's about the content. It's not about
exactly
what you look like.
Right.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry with it.
But that's the level. I think, I don't know if anybody out there can relate to that.
Oh, I can totally relate because I'm telling you that, but you know darn well what would happen to Julie over here.
I think I would have just started from scratch.
Really? No, I don't want
to
do
that. No.
Maybe we're telling you, don't worry about it. But I'm telling you, I probably would have done it. I would have just started over and.
It boils down to, is the message there?
Yeah.
Because right now, with what I have going on, I wouldn't have time to reshoot it. And so it would be looking at my priorities.
I was going to say, you're going to encourage us to it's the content.
Yeah.
Well, because that's,
and I love it.
I'm letting stuff go. Like if you go to my main page on, steptonweaverartist.com, I think there's a video that I'm like, I even say, this is my fifth take. And so this is just going to be it.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that, though. I mean, that's who we are. And I think people will relate and appreciate it more because it goes back what we were just saying about connection.
Yeah,
exactly. And the thing about it is if anybody says anything to you, just go, okay, well, next time you can do the video.
I know.
Right. See how many times it takes you to do the video. Okay.
Did you get anything out of what I was wearing or did you get stuff out of the content that was there?
Exactly.
Because what I was wearing really doesn't matter in the whole scheme of things. I'm not doing a fashion video.
I know. Right. It's not a video like a movie where I need to be on mark. This is what it is, folks. I'm not a professional videographer person.
No, you're a professional artist. You're putting a video together in your home office. Get over it. Or your studio. You may be doing it at your studio. I don't know.
I was doing it here.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm kind of getting a lot that way. I think I'm letting go of some perfection things.
I think it's a process.
Yeah. When you let go
on my status and my emotional level of my body, where am I emotionally in my life today that I'm going to let go of this perfection thing or I'm not?
Yeah.
And I keep having to remind myself of things like when I hit the first send button for outreach.
Right. And we also need to look at everything like this is just the first time. It's iteration. I'm not going to be perfect.
Right.
And then does it?
Perfect doesn't exist.
Perfect doesn't exist. It's a dream. Let it go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to that quote.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.